Han took a long pull from his drink glass and relaxed back into the padded chair.
I'm guessing business has been great.
Not as good as you might think. Lando sipped at an orange-colored concoction his protocol droid had whipped up.
Tendrondo's facing a lot of competition all of a sudden. The Verpines, Mandalorians, even Bactoid and Collicoid nests are trying to get back in the droid market.
The Collicoids?
Han shuddered.
I thought that bunch was forced to disband.
They were, but Kala Arfak Automata has reformed and petitioned the courts under some new fair trade agreement. They claim to have documentation signed by Palpatine that they were only required to disarm for a certain period of time.
The courts are willing to hear him out?
If Dala had her way, I think she'd eradicate all the insectoid species, but her hands are tied.
Have you had any dealings with her?
Some.
And?
She seems determined not to repeat past mistakes. She's not a dictator, and she doesn't appear to nurse any aspirations of becoming one. Star systems are putting aside their differences in the interest of forging an enduring peace. But that has less to do with Dala than the simple fact that there's nothing to be gained by isolationism. We've had 50 years of war and wobbling. The time's come to understand that what happens in the core affects the outer systems, and what happens there affects the core.
So you're optimistic?
Lando wagged his head from side to side.
I've been fooled before. Dala's still an unknown quantity, and I'm not all that comfortable with her alliances with the Remnant and the Mandalorians.
He turned to look at Han.
A lot of folks are still wondering what possessed you to install Dala in the first place.
Me, personally?
We can start with you.
Han sniffed.
My daughter had just killed my surviving son, Lando. At that point, nothing seemed insane.
Even after what Dala did to you and Chewie way back when?
Han held his gaze.
We got even with her. Besides, if I'm going to list all the beings who've tortured me over the years, I've got to include Leia's father in the mix. So what's the use? It is what it is.
Not to the Mon Calamari. They'd sooner see a Yuuzhan Vong on Coruscant than a former war criminal. And from what I hear, the Jedi aren't too thrilled with her either.
Dala's feeling is that a just system doesn't need overseers, so Luke's not sure just where the Jedi stand anymore.
Han gazed out at the sea and inhaled deeply.
I try to stay out of it.
Lando spun the wheel.
I guess we're all looking for answers of a sort.
That reminds me.
Han prized from his pocket the device Alana had discovered aboard the Falcon and held it up for Lando's inspection.
Ever see anything like this?
Lando squinted.
Looks like some kind of comm link. Where'd you come by it?
Amelia found it, aboard the Falcon.
Surprise shone in Lando's eyes.
I would have figured you knew every rivet by now.
It was cached in the bulkhead behind the engineering station. I think the alloy has some mimetic properties, which is probably why I missed it.
Couldn't be your eyes, huh?
Lando grinned.
Not likely, pal.
Well, I sure didn't install it. So unless it got installed under your watch, it must have already been there when Six owned the Falcon. Stands to reason that no one in the past 50 years would use something that old.
That's what I'm thinking.
Some of my techs are staying in the guest house. You could see what they have to say.
Han pocketed the device.
I'll do that.
Lando glanced at him.
You want to take the wheel for a while before we drop anchor?
I'm game,
Han said.